Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, it's not surprising. Guru's got a new favorite player, Raphael Devers, and the Giants have a new face of the franchise, Raphael Devers. You said he's the face of the franchise.
Yeah, I got some pushback, but I'm like, who? It ain't Adamas, and I ain't mad at Willie. It ain't got nothing to do with a slow start, but you talk about 8.5 years left on a $255 million deal. He's your best all-around player. Well, I got to slow down there now because we don't even know where he's going to be in the field. But what about this? During the break, I found out, Steiny, how cruel sports and life can be. So yesterday, before Sunday Night Baseball and this trade, Harrison, Kyle, that is getting ready to start. Gets traded. Okay, where am I going? Boston. Then they option him to Triple A. So just think about it. I'm getting ready to play, start, and throw. Now I didn't went back to the East Coast and to the Triple A.
So you're saying he should be thankful that he didn't have to face the Dodgers and his ERA would have jumped up by 3 runs.
I was actually looking forward to it, but no, I didn't go there. But damn, shout out to Kyle. Man, I know that stinks.
Where is Devers going to play? This is J.P. Morosi. What about first base, where he didn't want to play in Boston?
We're going to see Raphael Devers play at the first base of the Giants, and probably sooner rather than later. I just, to your point, Chapman's on the IL right now, so he could play third, I suppose, in the near term. But it was the Devers' opposition to playing first base in Boston, at least as it was explained to me, was less about him not being able to handle it athletically or from a positional standpoint, and more about how he felt that he was communicated with respect to the Bregman signing, moving to DH, and then, of course, moving on to first base, they hoped, but he blocked that.
J.P. Morosi talking about Raphael Devers and what happened between him and the Boston Red Sox, J.P. Morosi, MLB Network.
Yeah, and Steiny, tell me if I'm being overzealous or I'm doing too much, but just imagine – you are Raphael Devers, and you think you are the Boston Red Sox, or you're a big part of what they do. You've won at the highest level, and then they bring in Bregman at your position. Wouldn't that – you know, I'm not giving anybody any passes. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, wouldn't that get your goose? Wouldn't you be upset? I know I would with management.
I mean, yes and no.
You haven't played in the field all year trying to stand on business.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean – yes, because that was your position. No, because Bregman's a much better fielder than you. Because you're bringing in a guy, again, who's taking your position. No, because you'd like to think Bregman would make the whole Red Sox team better. So I could see it both ways. But clearly he wasn't happy with what was going on in Boston. And yet, I mean, I think the good news is he was still having a pretty good year.
Yeah, man.
He's still having a real good year.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. Good morning, guys.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. I like the trade. I think Buster did a great job there. You know, especially pulling the trigger now, because as you know, when it gets to the trade deadline, you're probably going to end up paying more because you're going to have more competition going after these players. So I'm hoping that maybe he's not finished. I hope he goes out and he gets a couple more players, because I think, quite frankly, with their pitching, that they're, you know, they can contend. You know, they have good starting pitching. You know, the bullpen's been great. So hopefully, you know, I think Devers, whether he just DHs or plays third until Chapman gets back, or first, wherever it's going to be, it's a big bat in the lineup that we've needed for a long time. Somebody that can, you know, get you 30 homers and 100 RBIs, you know, consistently. We've needed a guy like this, and we got him. And, you know, it's funny how we can never leave the Warriors out of this. You know, we're comparing it to the Butler trade. But one thing I like about it, this guy's only 28.
Yep.
Instead of Jimmy's going to be 36 in September, and I think the Warriors, unless they make a move, they're in a world of trouble next year.
Ooh.
Anyway, good talking to you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Dennis, as always. Appreciate it. It works both ways. Butler's 35, and he's not going to play too much longer.
Gotcha.
And Devers has 8 more years, so he's got to play at a high level for 8 more years, or at least, you know, 6 of them or so. So that always, you know, comes into the equation. But how's he going to hit in San Francisco? That's the other thing. If you, you know, like, and it's, I get it, it's not about fantasy baseball.
Yeah.
But if you own Rafael Devers on your fantasy team, and you've had him on Boston, are you excited that now he's playing for the Giants? I'm not. I mean, he's probably not going to put up the numbers that he put up in Boston.
But you can still drive in runs.
Oh, yeah, you can do it all.
Slugging percentage.
You can do all those things. And I'm not saying the guy's got to be a power hitter. I'm just saying
he's got a great eye.
Yeah. Walks don't win you fantasy baseball, though.
Oh, well, you're talking about that. But as far as what the Giants are trying to do, Steinie, not only qualify for the offs, win a division and a World Series, I mean, man. And you still got the we still got the deadline to kind of look forward to. So you're going to get 6 weeks of this, this newness to kind of see how it plays out. Now, the one thing, the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, and I shouldn't even call it a rat, Steinie. It's just you kind of wish Chapman was back so you could see it now. And we got to wait for that. So patience is virtue. But, damn, I just wish we could see, you know, all this thing together at once.
This is Jeff Passan of ESPN. He was asked about where he thinks Devers will play, where Chapman will end up, and how this is going to all shake out in San Francisco.
Matt Chapman is a gold glove caliber third baseman, and he is going to be the long-term option there after signing a 6-year extension last year. Rafael Devers has 2 options at this point. Either he's going to move into the designated hitter role, which Wilmer Flores has played a majority of the time this year, or perhaps we see that transition to first base, though with Flores there and with Dominic Smith, the Giants have plenty of options.
All right, that was Jeff Passan of ESPN, and the reason he didn't know is because Buster Posey doesn't know where Devers is going to play. He didn't want to play first base for the Red Sox. Will he want to play first base some for the San Francisco Giants? Will he simply be a DH? Probably not going to play third as long as Chapman's here, and that's something that Buster Posey's got to figure out, but I don't get the sense he's overly concerned about it. He's more concerned with the talent level of the entire squad, which just got better.
Yeah, and it has all the ingredients. If Devers was going to pull, you know, I'm not happy here move, then everything, you know, was messed up. So I got to believe Buster and company made the calls and got some background information on Rafael before this season, because up until this point, Stoudt, he's been a model citizen in regard to a clubhouse guy. But man, oh man, I'm just looking at this team and I was like, do they got staying power? Can you afford to kind of, you know, just the torture that was Giant baseball offensively, the stretch of, you know, two or three runs forever, that's over, you think, because now you got a bopper, man, to just, like, a brand new car, fully loaded, Stoney, no miles. That's what Dever is. Devers is to this lineup, and I can't wait to see it.
This is this is Carl Ravage on ESPN calling out the trade. This is when it was announced.
And all of a sudden, this incredibly spicy rivalry just took another major step forward, as within the last 5 minutes, word has broken that the San Francisco Giants and the Boston Red Sox have made a massive deal, sending Rafael Devers, Boston's third baseman, who signed an 11-year, $331 million deal. He'll go to San Francisco. Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, who was supposed to start tonight, is also reportedly in the deal. This is an earth-shaking move by both of those organizations.
Hey, Carl, you didn't lie. Well, I don't know why he said Boston, but like you said, they're one game over 500. I just feel like what they got back, and I could be proven wrong, was not, you know, maybe it's addition by subtraction, obviously, but they didn't get a Devers back, you know?
I mean,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, because
got off that money, but
they got a lot of young players, so they hopefully a couple of them will establish themselves in Boston. 888-957-9570. Giants fans, when you heard about this trade, what did it remind you of? This team hasn't made a move like this probably since what, 11 with the Beltran deal? Devers, God. I mean, who have they had over the last 20 years that you could say is in Devers' class of a player or somebody that has proven it over the long haul? I mean, what, Buster Posey?
And I think it stops there.
You know, obviously Bonds back in 2004. But outside of that, I'm not sure that the Giants have ever acquired a name like this who'd already been established. And obviously I'm not talking about a pitcher, a batter that came up through their farm system that we kind of heard about outside Posey, who became an MVP. But, you know, the Giants went out and they've got themselves a big time name.
Man.
In Rafael Devers.
And just think about the exercise you just tried to do, Stoney, or you did in regard to how far you went back. And there were just a couple of names after Bonds. Like, just think about that. And Beltran, 44 games, so it didn't work out. You now got what the Padres got a plethora of. You now got what the Dodgers got a plethora of. Like, it feels good, man, finally. Shout out Tony. It feels good. And whatever adjective I was using to describe the Giants, Donnie, and I said it last year, they were a bit boring offensively, but it was working. It was Frank Sinatra. They were doing it their way. But now you got to believe, you know, adding a caliber player like Devers, I mean, it's on and popping, man. And what I got to be careful, but what if you're a pitcher now, Stoney, and you had to almost be perfect? If you're in the Giants rotation, you would think if this goes well offensively, now you got a little more, you know, room for margin of error. And that's probably to be expected moving forward, but now you can throw a little offense at some of your problems if one of your starters gets hurt or the rotation as a whole takes a step back in a long 162-game season. I just, like, I can't find the L in this at all, except I don't even want to call it an L. My concern is he happy? And that's it.
707 on the text line saying Chris Bryant. That was a pretty big name at the time.
He was in and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was. 888-957-9570 is the number. Buster Posey said yesterday that he hadn't talked to Rafael Devers. He doesn't know what position he's going to play. He doesn't know exactly how Bob Melvin is going to use him, but is comfortable enough with the player that he feels good about. He's going to be in that lineup somewhere, some way, and that the lineup as a whole is going to benefit from it. And it all starts tomorrow. If, you know, assuming he's here in the Bay against the Cleveland Guardians, they play tomorrow night, which is Tuesday. And I got to believe they do all the physical stuff and everybody gets it done. He'll play tomorrow.
Hey, I'm being real with this one. And you and Evan can help me, Stoney. Answer this question. You've been around a lot of smart people. How does this conversation go? Do you dictate, hey, Stoney, we want you to play first base. Hey, Stoney, we want you to DH. Or do you listen to Rafael and let him tell you what he wants?
I'm sure you ask him. You say, what are your thoughts? We know you didn't want to play first base in Boston. Was that a Boston issue? Was that a first base issue? If you don't want, you know, probably. You got the guy for 8 years. You have to say to him, you know, if you don't want to play first base, we're not going to make you play first base. I wouldn't think that's the way you want to start a relationship. I guess I got to assume he knows he's not playing third when Chapman's healthy. So
interesting.
That stuff remains to be seen. But at this point, Posey doesn't seem overly concerned with that part about it. It's about getting another bat in that lineup, and whether he plays first base or DHs, he's going to be hitting in that lineup.
Yeah, I would hope he's in there tomorrow, Stoney, for sure. I'm hoping.
This is Carl Ravitch comparing the trade to one in the NBA.
Maybe Luka Doncic, at least most recently, is like the most impactful kind of deal in the middle that immediately said, well, can they win an NBA championship now? Is it going to happen? Obviously, it didn't happen in Los Angeles, but the way the Giants are playing, it certainly changes their forecast in the immediate future, doesn't it?
All I heard the entire year was the Giants. By June 15th, they should be a fourth-place team. They're one game out of first place, and now they acquire Rafael Devers to make their offense even that much better.
Wow.
Carl Ravitch, and it sounded like Ron Darling. No?
Eduardo Perez.
I mean, they hit it on the nest. What I've been saying this morning, like, that, I get it. That's how I feel. And if you tell me, Sonny, how much action do they got? Are they a player now, a real one? I'm all in.
And, Carl Ravitch comparing the trade to, the Luka Doncic trade. They lost in the first round of the playoffs, so let's
hope. And Dallas got AD back. Boston didn't get AD back.
Well, We'll see. We'll see. Maybe Kyle Harrison's turns into a big boy. Who knows?
He's got to get called up, though.
I'm sure he will at some point. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants acquire Rafael Devers from the Red Sox. They give up Kyle Harrison. They give up Jordan Hicks. And I got to believe the hope is he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. And the Giants play the Cleveland Guardians. And they start play today, two games behind the L.A. Dodgers. But the Dodgers winning 2 of 3, probably a little of the sting has been taken away from that because the Giants just got Rafael Devers.
And if I heard you correctly, Stoney, it's kind of funny. So you said they lost 3 of 4.
They've lost 3 of 4 going back to the Rockies last game, and they've lost 2 of 3 against the Dodgers. We got a lot of good sound here. This is Clayton Kershaw. He was asked about the trade yesterday because it obviously broke right before first pitch yesterday. Clayton Kershaw, hey, one of your rivals just got the guy who used to play third base for the Red Sox.
Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, you know, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. You know, I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst. You know, right. So he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So even if he's just DH for however long that contract. I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so
exactly.
And he's a good one.
So that was the in-game interview with Clayton Kershaw, and he didn't sound worried, but he sounded like he thought the Giants got better.
Oh my gosh! And what about the praise? He said top 10 hitter at worst. Like, I'm feeling that. So you just added that to your repertoire, Stoney. I do wish I knew what it was like to play any, you know, pro sport. But I do wonder what it's like getting ready for that game like the Giants were as a whole, and news like that breaks. You know, like, wow, how hard is it to concentrate? And then the started pitcher gets yanked, you know?
Yeah, I'll bet you this trade in a crazy kind of way wasn't as emotional as when they DFA'd Lamont Wade, because Wade had been around for a while. You know, Harrison and Hicks, not quite as much. But I got to believe that this clubhouse is feeling pretty good about Devers being acquired. And one guy who knows him well is Willie Adames. And this is Willie Adames talking about what he knows about Rafael Devers.
Everybody's so excited, man. Me personally, I'm like thrilled, man, to have him on the team. Obviously, he's one of the best hitter in the game, and to have him in the team, I think it's gonna help us, you know, to do a lot of damage in this division. And obviously, we need a bat like him in this lineup. So now, when we get Choppy back in the lineup, it's gonna be exciting.
All right, that's Willie Adames, the Giants shortstop, talking about Rafael Devers, the biggest, if I said to Giants fans, the biggest Giants acquisition since, how would you answer that?
Barry Bonds.
Bigger than me. Well, I wonder if, you know, is he a better player? And I know he's 6 years younger than when Beltran came here. I'm just talking about the name. Obviously, if Devers plays 2 or 3 years here in San Francisco, it's going to go down as a bigger move than the Beltran move, because Beltran didn't stick here longer.
What if I told you to answer that question? Nobody's Barry, but he could have that impact on this lineup.
A Barry Bonds impact?
Yeah. Because he's already your best hitter.
He's a great hitter.
Yeah,
don't get me
your
wrong.
Best hitter. But, no, you got a problem with me saying he's your best hitter?
Who?
Devers.
No, I just... You know, the Bonds thing.
Right. I'm giving it to Barry.
Right, but when you say, could he have the impact of Barry Bonds?
Well, that's what you kind of hope, right? And him just being himself with his numbers, you know, that's it. That's how it works. And then the domino effect that I keep talking about, like pitches other guys are going to get before and after him now that he's in the lineup. So I know you asked me and I was like, Bonds like? Hell yes, Donnie. This dude's a bad dude. And Clayton Kershaw, one of the greatest pitchers to ever do it, said top 10 at worst. Like, that's a hell of a compliment. Even if you had him at 10 and I don't.
415 saying best acquisition since Pence. Hunter Pence. That's a good one. That's a good one. And I guess, yeah, you got to look back at the Pence move as a tremendous one because he became a, you know, a fixture in two championship teams for the San Francisco Giants. So this is a big day for the Giants. And, yeah, Bonds is, that's a big boy. He might be the best player in baseball.
And I said I would take Bonds. I'm talking about impact. I don't understand what you don't get. The guy's
not going to have the impact of Barry Bonds.
Well, why would you ask the question?
I didn't ask
you. You did ask the question. You brought up Bonds. Silly.
No, but he won't have that impact, Willie. I don't think he'll have that.
You're playing with words, making me sound like I'm saying something I didn't say. I don't get it.
No, I just
don't. Now you're stuck on it. He can have a Bonds-like impact. He's not Barry Bonds.
I think that's strong. That's just me.
Well, no, all I was saying is he's the best hitter, and you agreed on this Giant team now.
This is Jeff Passan on the overall message of the Devers trade to Giants fans. What is your signal?
Carl, I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox in Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future, and now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
Jeff Passan from ESPN talking about all the machinations of the trade. The Giants have acquired Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox for Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks, a couple other minor leaguers. And ideally, he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. Where he'll play, we'll find out. But the San Francisco Giants, they have acquired their best hitter since whom? I'm hearing Pence. I'm hearing Carlos Beltran. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, how excited are you about this trade? And coming up at noon today, Rob Bradford, he writes and talks about the Red Sox for WEEI. He's also the co-host of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's going to join us at noon. That segment was also sponsored by Safeway.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.